welcome, everyone. Okay. Welcome, everybody. It is Tuesday night, March 17th, 2020, and you are listening to The Lighthouse on Sacred Embers Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And your hosts tonight are Natasha Scott and Shannon Johnson. We will be discussing the coronavirus and staying out of fear. And my co-host, Natasha. Hi, Natasha. We're live tonight.
Hi,
you with me?
Hello,
Hi.
Everyone. just so you know, my phone has been quite silly the last couple of days. And that's really out of the blue, so I don't know what's going on with that.
So if you disappear around me, don't freak out.
Yeah, if all of a sudden you hear nothing. This is the feedback from family and friends that I'm getting, so we shall see. Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. It's good to be back on air tonight. It's been a little while. We've all had stuff going on, and give a big shout out to our co-host Tina Godin, who couldn't be with us tonight. 2020 has been quite the roller coaster already, Natasha. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Yes. Well, you know, I heard some spiritual teachers say that we're going to cram 2 decades into 2 years. From 2020 to 2022.
Yeah.
So far, it seems accurate. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. we're moving into a faster pace for things to go on. And we have a great topic tonight to dive into about the current state of affairs with the coronavirus and staying out of fear.
Exactly.
And we're going to need this kind of information, not just about the virus, but for riding the waves we have coming up over these next 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the nice part about this, too, is that you're in Canada, I'm in the U.S., I'm in the south part of the U.S., which is a different experience than most of the country. So there will be some different perspectives being brought to the table for our listeners on, like, what we're experiencing and where we're at.
That's true.
So,
that is true.
Yeah. So I know you've been seeing a lot of different reports from different mediums and healers out there. I have not seen as many. I've been a little busy over here with household family stuff. So you want to lead us off on a little bit of insight that you've been able to gather? I know you saw my video today, too. That was just, like, random.
Oh, yeah. I watched the first part of it. I'm not done watching it, but there is, like, some excellent information. I like the healing information, you know, how to heal the planet and heal the people on the planet and et cetera. Like,
yeah.
The people need healing because they've been in fear for too many centuries. The animals need healing because they've had to deal with us. You know, and then Mother, like the new Mother Earth, I say new Mother Earth because we have a new one now.
Mm-hmm.
She needs healing. She hasn't been respected either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought the healing that you were talking about, I agree with you. I think COVID-19 is man-made. I do not believe it's natural. I was wondering, though, what you meant when you said the virus is not alive. What did that mean?
That the virus is alive?
That it's not alive? Did you not say it's not alive?
I don't don't know. Did I say not alive or say alive?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I said it was alive, and one of the people that were watching the video had said that the virus is not a living thing. And my response was that it has an energy to it, and if it has an energy to it, then we need to look at it as living energy that is in context down into the cellular levels of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll share that healing information a little bit later, too. Because I thought that was really fabulous information.
Yeah, I had basically read. I've just come across so much information lately. Who knows how, but just that it's a bit of a double whammy because it takes out the immunity system and then it attacks the lungs.
Right.
So that's a lot. So it would help if people, you know, can get supplements and whatever that help with the immunity system. I'm taking colloidal silver every morning, and I'm also taking Immune 7, which is 7 type micronutrient mushrooms. They're very good for the immunity system. So I am taking that. And I think it's important to stay calm. I think once we go into fear, we bring down our immunity system.
Yes.
And that's easier. It's easier said than done because my consciousness is well aware, you know, that of what this is. But then your human body is still very attached to the other human bodies here that we care about. I really think the human body, like, really holds the emotions. And it's like, body, settle down. We know what's going on here now. Settle down.
The emotional congestion that is going on is incredible. I mean, this is like a winter blizzard of emotional congestion energy over this pandemic. And, you know, a lot of light workers are empathic. I mean, all of us have the empathic ability, whether just different levels of it being open and receiving. And, you know, even like you said, you know, when you're trying to stay out of the fear mode, but there's so much bombardment of information, of seeing friends and family and coworkers just in this frenzy energetically, even if they're not voicing it, you can feel it. I mean, it's tangible in the air now. And the more that fear and we're feeding that emotional congestive storm, it's going to impact everybody if we don't find ways of addressing it and transforming that energy, because we all end up absorbing it, we get impacted by it, and even though we may not get that particular coronavirus, it does end up compromising us on all levels of being. You know, so there is a real struggle out there whether you have the virus or not. If you tap in energetically and emotionally to people and to your surroundings, it's very present. Yeah?
I totally agree with you. Because I think with the collective consciousness, I think I'm feeling it in my lower back. I'm like, oh no, everyone's got to chill.
Right. And lower back, here you're looking
correct.
At your...
Yeah.
It is lessons.
Yeah.
You know, this is packed filled with lessons. And
can you hear
earlier
me?
Earlier today, yes, I can. cuts in and out a little bit.
Yeah, I switched.
Yeah, a little static going on.
Oh, boy. That better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
The more that we become aware of this static energy going on, I think the better we can begin to counterbalance it and manage it and work on providing healing to all levels here on the planet. But, you know, everybody's taking that hit. And it would make sense to me that your lower back would be taking a hit. If we look at the chakras related to the lower back, you know, you're highly impacted at the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root chakra. Well, those are our most deepest levels of physical being and our connections to everyone else here in the physical. They have some ethereal connection, but they're very much in the physical realm and what's happening with it. So I can see where you would be getting impacted by this emotional congestion in the lower back.
Yes, I have to find a way to release it. Oh, so much fun.
Yeah. There's so much fear going on. Oh.
I think I'm more affected by how others are reacting than myself because I can keep myself relatively calm, but when I see other people that I care about freaking out, it's hard on me because I want them to be to get what I see, what I feel. If they could understand it, then they would know they can remain calm.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So
true.
That's been hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a little different, everybody having to isolate themselves. I find this interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the world got a timeout.
Yeah.
Everybody got sent for a timeout. And I love it because, you know, if you look at it from spirit side of it, you know, they're like, look, you guys got to start getting with the program here and realizing you are globally connected in every way. We're not just little isolated islands in our little countries doing our own little thing. We are globally interconnected in every level of being, from the physical realities, financially, educationally, healthcare. You name it, every advancement, every expansion of humanity is globally interconnected. And we've been really ignoring that. We've been, you know, that old paradigm, boy, it's fighting. It's fighting hard to stay and stay in control. And I can see spirit just like, yeah, baby, let's help this one kind of hit so that they end up seeing a physical reality of connection, right? And we saw this with the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
No place is isolated about it. All are affected and impacted by it, right? It's so easy to watch a war and be like, oh, yeah, the war's over there. You know, it's just in that one area. So it doesn't impact people in the same way. They don't get the same shakeup of awakening, that call of coming together, because we've distanced ourselves and we've desensitized ourselves from war and from destruction. We analyze it, we give reasons to it, we justify it, and we detach from it. But when it comes to personal health care, we don't. You know, that's much more we're concerned with our neighbors, our loved ones, our coworkers. You know, anytime there's illness and disease. And when I was watching this virus unfold and seeing how it was hitting and spreading globally. And I know it's going to sound sick, but I was really laughing at myself at this and laughing at spirit and going, you little buggers. You are helping this to show that we are a global community impacted by one another in every way of being. It didn't just stay in China. You know, even my little North Carolina, it was like, oh my goodness, there was one person. They were at a convention in Massachusetts. And there were people in Massachusetts that were at the convention that were global that were carrying the virus. And that's how it got to North Carolina, you know. And you look at how it's come to different areas of the world. It wasn't like one person was out there, you know, poisoning the water or one little part of a country being impacted. It shows the global network of society and how really the domino effect is at play in all layers of our forms of being.
Very true, very true. I mean, I keep hearing the same thing. It seems that everyone who traveled, you know, when they got back, they had something. So,
yeah.
Not been good.
And
in different parts of the world, people who got back from Mexico, who got back from Europe, who got back from the U.S. So with the U.S., I was hearing more of like they went to some kind of conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be so many people at the conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah. But really, when I heard China release that in January, and we all knew they didn't tell us right away. That was when I was thinking, people need to stop going on trips right now. Borders need to be pretty tight. I'm not saying completely closed, but closed enough, like, you know, food trucks, manufacturing stuff, so we can still, you know, not destroy the economy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm in Canada. It's cold up here. Right, so we do get the trucks that bring up the fruits and vegetables from the U.S. We do grow some of our things as well, but you know we got to keep it real here.
Mhm. Right. Right.
Yeah, I wish it just seems to me they're like, oh, we have way too many cases. Now it's a state of emergency. Now we have to be tighter with the borders. Oh, that just occurred to you now? Because when there wasn't a lot of cases, no, everything's okay. So,
a week ago,
we
were being told it was a hoax.
Literally,
a week ago, we were told publicly by our government that it was all a hoax. It was all a ploy. And that's really sad. You know, but I've always known that the U.S. was going to be ground zero as far as showing the old paradigm in its glory. You know, everything being pulled out of from underneath the rug and out of the closets. So, you know, here I was really rather disappointed to see that, because we could plainly see the development happening. And we did not have the earlier interventions that we could have. But there again, you know, I look at the other side of it and go, okay, Stuart, give me a different view of this, and I can see how this is showing the areas of change that we need. You know, we are a country that is very afraid of changing and advancing into other forms of society. And that fear, an old paradigm, that old energy is just fighting for its life here. This is really showing us as our own little unit our dysfunction in all its glory.
Right.
And
okay,
I want to applaud it. You know, if coming from a spiritual standpoint, I want to applaud it and go, good, show it. Let the dirty laundry hang, because it's not just us. It, you know, this, we're not the only ones that have some of this dirty laundry. And so it's bringing it out in a way that is catching everyone's attention, not just U.S. citizens. And that's where I really feel like that applaud is there. Show it. Yeah, let's just air out that dirty laundry so that everyone can address the dirty laundry. And we can begin to build something really beautiful that's for a global collective and learn from one another where we have been struggling in being competitive and judgmental instead, you know, to be able to work that energy back out of the system and shift it instead to a collective joining together.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, when this is all said and done, we're going to be living on a very different planet.
Yes.
And I think it will be better.
Yeah, I mean, come on, everybody having to telecommute. The Earth is getting a couple of days that the ozone's not getting impacted.
Yeah. But my heart does go out to all the people that are either ill or have lost people. Like, my heart goes to all those people. But I do think there's big, important, deep reasons at work here.
Yes. You know, humanity changes when it touches them in the heart.
Yes.
It's about the one time that all of the labels that we like to use to distance ourselves from one another get put down into the side. And we really work from a heart space. And that was one of the big things that I kept hearing from Spirit about this breakout, this pandemic, is that it is really pushing people who have not wanted to be open in that way. They are getting shoved to have to put the labels down and work from the heart space.
Yes. And I think this is pivotal. Everyone felt World War One. Everyone felt World War Two. And everyone is feeling this situation. And it's like you said, it's to show that we're interconnected. You really can't do harm to another without doing harm to yourself. And I think even though there's the fear here that may cause some issues between people, I think there's actually going to be more love, warmth, and support between people.
Yeah. It's got a lot of beautiful energy that can come in with it.
Yes, because this will bring out the best in people as long as they don't dwindle in the fear area too long. They really need to maintain staying out of fear, or when people go into fear, that's when all the negative things can happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Very true.
The cat agrees.
Oh. Even Kitty agrees.
I need to grab a cat toy so she doesn't interrupt the show. I don't know where the cat toy is. Gotta go looking. Are you serious? The cat always does the show with me. By the way, your cat was so cute climbing all over you when you were doing the live.
Yes, she was having some hair time. She cleans my hair. snuggles into it and cleans my hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And she
that was, so
she was insisting on doing it right then.
I was like, great timing. She has a beautiful face, by the way.
Thank you. That's my little Tika girl. Oh, she's a pistol.
She's so cute.
Y'all have to, y'all have to download that video and post it to my public page because that was in a private group. But
right.
The healing information that was shared, and I'm sure you can probably add some more to this, so we'll go with some of the human things that they were talking about. And there was elderberry was brought up, blackberry, aloe vera juice, and what was one of the other ones? Oh, camu was also brought up because of the vitamin C content in camu that's higher than regular vitamin C. And kiwis were brought up as well.
What's camu?
Camu? C-A-M-U. And a lot of times you'll find it listed as camu. It comes in powder form. It also comes in capsule form. And it's another vegetable herb supplement. And it's very high in vitamin C. So, like, especially people who have any kind of breathing problems, asthma, allergies, this kind of thing, most of the time the body struggles with absorbing vitamin C. And so, you know, trying to take vitamin C for those types of health issues, the body struggles with absorption of it. So camu is another way of bringing in high vitamin C content that the body has an easier time to absorb.
That's cool. Okay. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a really, really good, I mean, you don't, it's not expensive either. I mean, you can get a bottle of 60 capsules for like $11.
Hmm.
Yeah. I had learned about that
really
one
good.
When I took food healing under a Qigong master. And that was one of the ones suggested for people with allergies, asthma, respiratory issues, because it is very high in vitamin C content, but it has a easier absorption by the body, and especially a body that struggles with absorbing vitamin C.
Because,
you can be taking a lot of vitamin C, and if your body doesn't do well in the absorption side of it, or your gut ain't real happy, so it doesn't absorb as much of the vitamins and minerals that you're ingesting, where was I going?
So you're talking about how people absorb vitamin C.
You want to adjust, make sure to get in a good probiotic and then switch to other forms that the body can get that same level of the minerals in particular. So,
right.
You know, if you have a hard time with oranges because of the acidic levels, then go with kiwi. If your body struggles with taking, like, a vitamin C supplement because it doesn't absorb it as well, then switch to camu.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. You know, right now is a real important time about paying attention to the health of our immune systems. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I giggle because it's really pushing us about paying attention to what we're ingesting. What is your diet like? Are you eating McDonald's 6 times a week? Your immune system is going to be weak.
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating pizza and fast food and processed foods, 80% of your diet, you're going to have a weakened immune system. You're going to be more susceptible to any type of virus or bacterial that is around.
Yes. I was going to say, I always tell people, eat lots of fruits and vegetables because that does help protect your immunity system.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to do calming activities too, to unplug from everything.
Right.
So sit by a river or lake. Go do some kind of walking, running, meditation, whatever it is that works for you. So, because
mm-hmm.
every time we can restore that balance, we're connecting ourselves back up to source, and then it just strengthens our emotional and physical body.
Right.
And so whatever gets thrown our way, we can handle it more calmly and more with balance.
Yeah, you know, and if we think about it, our food intake, the colors of foods directly correlate to the various chakras. So,
yeah.
You know, the food is not just about your physical health or your weight on the scale. It impacts your energetic body. Are you more sluggish? Are you more receptive? Or is your immune system activated enough that it's going to be able to counteract anything you're receiving energetically? You know,
that's
why they always say, look at
yeah.
the, when I did the food healing class, I really loved the concepts that was brought together because he really was guiding everybody to, if you have respiratory issues, since we're talking coronavirus and the things that are going on today, you need to be looking at foods that relate to the respiratory system. Broccoli looks like trees. Lungs look like trees.
Mm-hmm. True.
Broccoli is high in iron for the blood system. We have to remember that our lungs are also part of the blood system in a different part of it to oxygenate the blood. So if your respiratory system is weakened because you're not eating the vitamins and minerals that the lungs as the trees of the body need, it has the domino effect to the blood system, the heart, the lymph, the brain, the organs, all the way into your digestive system, right? And it goes the
yeah.
other way, too. I love how the body's made. But it also has
yeah.
the impact into your spiritual body because that's going to start throwing off chakras. That impacts the emotional body. Because now you're not communicating as well, or you're a little emotional this way or that way. Your hormones or your endocrine system is going out of whack because your energetic body is over here going, ah! And the poor mental body is up here going, oh, shit, the whole keyboard lit up and we don't know what to do.
Oh, so true. Yeah.
I love it. So yeah, one of the concepts in one of the food healing courses I did was that eating foods, the color of the foods helps you to put together what part of the body or what body system they will be working with. So like if you have issues with blood, heart, that kind of thing, you want to be eating foods that are red. Red beets, It's a big one. If you're having issues with bones and joints and cartilage, then you're looking more towards the squashes, more of your root vegetables, turnips, things like that, carrots, because we're looking at structure. So it's really interesting when you start looking at your food intake and going, okay, if I'm trying to live in an environment that has a lot of these viral bacterial diseases combatants, you can utilize the foods to help your body have the right fighting tools for the immune system to battle what it needs to fight.
Yeah, but okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nutrition, it's the state of the spirit as well.
Mhm.
But I think in a lot of ways, you know, on Monday I got a text from my boss saying start working from home. And it's so much more relaxing and calm to work from home. I'm not doing a 40-minute drive in the morning, grabbing my food on the run and all that kind of stuff. I'm saving money. I feel way more relaxed. I'm with my son. I'm with my cat. It gives you more time in your day because you don't have the travel time anymore, and you just have so much more time on your hands than before. You feel like you get home at 6 o'clock, you know, and it's 10 o'clock before you know it. Not much of an evening. So, yeah, I think in a lot of ways, and then, you know, lots of parents at home with their children, I actually think it's really awesome that all these families can actually be together. And, I mean, I'm aware of the downside because I can work from home. In some jobs, you can't work from home, so now you're going to have to go on, you know, employment insurance. Or maybe your work has some kind of program. I know if there's pros, there's cons. But I would say whatever has happened to you, just find a way to make it work for you. So find a different job. Find a job that,
right,
you know, that where they're still operating. Like, I did post this on my Facebook to share with people. Amazon is getting line orders because people didn't really want to go into businesses, and they're hiring 100,000 people, right? So we may shut something down, but we're going to also create something. There's always going to be that balance of this is going, this is coming. Don't stare at what's going, or you're going to get into that frame of mind of just looking at the past.
Right.
Right. Everything is always in a state of flux. Everything's always in a state of change.
Yes. Yes. And the more that we can move with it instead of looking back or resisting it, you're going to find a better outcome that's waiting.
Yes.
Something new that is waiting for you to create. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, but on the other side of things, because they're very much about stay in, don't go here, don't go there, possible martial law. Well, don't fall for that either. You don't have to tolerate. Like, things have to be fair. Things have to make sense. You know? One thing I had mentioned on my Facebook that, you know, you did get into in your video about how, you know, this is the thing that's probably man-made. And let's see here. Now, this is something David Icke likes to talk about. He basically says they create a problem, then the people react, and then they create the solution. So people really have to be aware of that. Why is this being created? What's the end goal? And I would say we're going to lose more of our rights. We're already in a police state to some degree, and we're going to go further mm-hmm. with that if people don't stand up for themselves.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah. And case in point, I had posted something about that. Then Justin Trudeau gave an update today, the Prime Minister of Canada. And he said they're looking at possibly enacting the War Measures Act, which they call Federal Emergency Act. And, you know, they enacted that after World War One. They enacted it after World War Two. And then his father, Pierre Trudeau, enacted it in 1970 when there was the FLQ crisis. So that pretty much gives them the ability to bring in martial law. And this is what people need to pay attention. Well, they're all worried about a flu. Please be watching what laws they're trying to pass through. Keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
But the powers that be, they like the problem, reaction, solution.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They create the problem. So in this case, people will be like, we need a vaccine. Oh, do you need a vaccine? Is that vaccine going to have anything in it that probably shouldn't be in your body? Right? Because, again, fear will get you to take the vaccine. If you're not in fear, you're probably thinking you don't need the vaccine. Everybody really needs to question, is my thinking, is my decision, is it being controlled by fear or controlled by love? People need to ask that. That's a filter.
Yes. Yes.
But as soon as you want to run and hide, you want a vaccine, all of that, that's all from fear. You wouldn't want to do those things if you weren't in fear.
Yeah.
And you know what I said to a few people? I probably sound like a wackadoodle. I'm like, I don't think COVID-19 is even avoidable. So why worry about it? Maybe, we're going to come across that bacteria. It's going to go into our body. 80% of cases are mild. So a good portion of the population has it and has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just living their life. So why worry about it?
Yeah.
Right? I feel like we're trying to hide from it, from air. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's so widespread. It's in over 140 countries and you're trying to hide from it? Breathe it in. Who gives a shit? Let it go. Breathe in. Let it go.
Breathe in and let it go. You got it.
Yeah. Because at least if you get it, you can be like, oh, I was one of the 80% mild cases. High five.
There you go.
Right?
Right.
Instead of being like, oh, my God, I might get it. No, screw it. Just get it and get over with. Get over it.
Back in the day, that's what, parents used to do. Oh, your neighbor's got chicken pox. Go over and play with him for a little while. Don't come back till you got spots.
I bet nobody wants to come to the COVID-19 party.
No.
Let's just get it out.
But that's what they used to do, Oh.
Yes.
Your friend is sick. They got the flu. Go over there and get exposed to it. We'll get it over with,
Yes.
Because, but we were not having our diet as manipulated as we do now. And I feel that those two, that is such a combined, tied together factor for the entire health scenario of our society as a whole.
Right. That's true. That is true.
That's why our immune systems are not as strong. I mean, my granddaughter, I get her out playing in the dirt as much as possible. It's like, it's gardening time, honey. Come on, let's go get in the dirt, as much as possible, because it helps build the immune system. And we've gotten in to the point that we don't allow children to do that when they're young. We're very much the concrete society instead of the garden society. And that as well has depleted the immune system through generations. So, you know, we have to really look at things from more than one perspective about what's going on. Because, yeah, this virus is present right now, but it's not the only candidate out there.
Right.
There are others. This won't be the only time, you know, and really the last time we had a pandemic was the swine flu just not even 10 years ago. That is
right.
Quicker of a turnaround than we've had in prior history. Usually we had, you know, 50 years in between, 100 years in between. And this time we don't. So we really have to look at things from other points of view than just looking at one virus.
True, true, true.
But I think this is one of the ones to get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a call to arms on so many different levels. God, every time I look at it, it just keeps building on itself as far as the impact that it's having.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We do have a couple of callers.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So let's see if they've got something to join in the conversation. Let's see. Hi, 704. You're on the air. Did you have something to add to the conversation tonight? Hello? Then we will try 917. Hi, 917. Would you like to join in the conversation tonight? Hello? Well, I don't think anybody wants to talk tonight. We'll try 434.
Hi.
Hi, 534.
Hi. My name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have, hi. We have since we're talking about current events and stuff, you know how the tension between law enforcement and the community is kind of high?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a police officer who's trying to bridge that gap. And
That's really good.
And she headed up the SWAT team, and I was wondering, do you guys do psychic readings too, or medium readings?
Yeah. Not usually during the show, but go ahead.
I was wondering if she used to be a SWAT officer. I mean, if you have to be SWAT, or if she used to be a SWAT operator, SWAT negotiator, before, you know, when she was in Pittsburgh.
All I'm hearing from Spirit is that she has more skills than most realize. Since I don't have her direct permission to kind of dabble into her personal and professional details,
okay.
All they're providing is that she is someone to look to and support for the changes she's trying to bring into play.
Yeah.
And that she does have more skills than what most people have realized.
Yeah.
She's just getting started. And that's a good thing. She's got some, it looks like there's some really nice things for that surrounding area that can come from this.
Okay.
So if you're interested in, like, volunteering, I do from hear from Spirit, that would probably be a good avenue to look at and
okay.
to become an active player to help your community.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right.
You're welcome. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the healing stuff that came up today.
Okay.
I think this would be good to share on air for listeners and followers to try to work with. So, and if I can remember it, because of course I was live and had no notes, so you'll have to help me along, Natasha.
Well, I remember you saying something about connecting with the trees.
Yeah. So
I thought that sounded
one of
amazing.
The meditations, yeah, they were talking about using meditation, and they were, and I say they, meaning the Cool Council, who I work with in spirit, what they were suggesting was helping to work with the energy, the emotional congestion energy that is clogging up all around us. Instead of us trying to focus on healing the virus itself or those who have contracted it, they were suggesting instead for people, light workers, healers, mediums, and anyone who is drawn to wanting to help, to work on transforming this emotional congestion energy we have. So they said about, one, connecting to the divine, getting your higher peeps involved. Two was asking Mother Earth to join in and assist. And three was to ask the tree beings to assist. And they were showing it like collecting, using almost your hands as a magnetic energy of collecting this emotional congestion, this great big snot, which I find hilarious. It was the weirdest thing to see this like great big loogie that they're like, look, just pull this big loogie together, compact it, don't pull it into your personal energy field. Because you don't want to be in contact with this energy. You're just wanting to transform it. And so they're like, pull it together. And then rather than sending to the upper part of the tree and the trunk, as most people would, that's usually our connection as we look at sending to the trunk of the tree. Instead, they were saying send it down at the ground, down to the root system of the trees, and asking the root systems to cleanse and transmute it as they send it further into Mother Earth. And assist Mother Earth in transforming it and sending it back up and out of the ground, back up to the divine. And it returns to us in whatever color, golden, I prefer golden light. Some people prefer pink, green, white, whatever your thing is. But you're now bringing in this like rain shower back in of this beautiful transformed light and energy. And it's going to be going into the trees. So you're getting a full cycle going through. And one of the other things he said that we could do with this energy, not only doing the shower with it, but if you wanted to be more intensive working with it, of taking that new re-energized, clean channel and push that energy into the ley lines and shoot it through the world, through all the ley line systems, for it to then spread into the ground, into the food table, as well as back into the life energy of the planet that we that also sustains us. So it's healing our food, healing our environment, and using this congestion buildup that's really like become quite a storm in energy, and doing this transformation with it. So we're actually providing healing on a global level and interconnecting it through ley lines, and you can also do it through the energetic grid of the planet so that it touches all the people and living beings.
That's awesome.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
I miss anything
that
doesn't?
You said. It was really good. It was like, wow.
Yeah. I really liked that idea because, you know, people are wondering, what do I do with this? And like you were saying earlier, you know, and I know I am as well, we're getting impacted from everybody else's emotions going on with this thing. I mean, it's a frenzy anywhere
mm-hmm.
you go.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is a way to work with that and pull that through. And harness energy that can actually be very powerful if it's transformed.
Yep. Yeah, I like that healing, you know, connecting with the ley line. I think that's pretty
mm-hmm.
amazing. That has a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't use it enough.
Yeah. True.
But I think there's a lot of healers just now really starting to realize that they can use the ability in more ways.
True. Yes.
Yeah.
What was that making me think of? I think all the light workers need to get together, especially in groups, and just send that unconditional love, healing energy all over the planet so we can make COVID-19 dissolve into the ethers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll basically transmute it back into light.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will say thank you for your lessons. Now we'd like to move on.
Oh, yes.
Because, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's more coming, you know. I don't see this being the last installment.
Yeah, like of things going wrong.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. So, not saying it's going to be like we're going to have another virus and another virus and another. No, no. This is like one of a few good doozies that are in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like with you, you know, it's like, We have our attention all being pulled in one direction while other things are happening that we're not paying attention to, that then when we finally regroup and look, we're going to be like, oh, shit.
Right.
Mother Earth is definitely not done with us. You know, she's got a few more things up her sleeve, too.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want it to sound like it's doom and gloom because it's not. You know, and I feel for the loved ones who have to suffer loss, and those who have to transition unexpectedly. But I also celebrate their courage for being here and going through those things for us as a collective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I do see that so many of these things are really getting bigger in
right.
order to get humanity to pay attention. We are really getting called to, you know, that whole stop, look, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the house is on fire. You need to stop, drop, and roll, you know,
yes.
not stand up in
yes.
the smoke and be like, oh, wow, look at the pretty colors. No.
yeah.
It's stop, drop, and roll
time,
honey.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds like you're talking about some natural disasters that are yet to come.
Yeah.
I just think, well, I'll say it again, one of the spiritual teachers, Teal Swan, said, make sure you have flood insurance, and she wasn't kidding. And but people need to really follow their intuition about where they need to be as well. Don't stay physically in a place where you're being told to go. Because I think people
right.
do that. Well, I have family here. I have friends. But that's not really where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so do listen to where you're being told to go, because it might save your life.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and the more you can address your own fears and the what ifs, shut up the what ifs. However you
mm-hmm.
can get that what if voice in your head to finally shut up and sit down in the corner, the better you're going to be able to navigate and feel where you need to be and when you need to be there.
Exactly. And this is putting us back to with our connection with source energy. We're not these little things. We're powerful gods. And we've forgotten. And the powers that be made sure we don't know.
Right.
So we're so, so powerful. You know, all their nonsense that they do, if you took, I'd say, like, I don't know,
you there? Yeah. Natasha?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear
Hello?
You. You disappeared for a little
yeah.
bit.
But, sorry. But you know what? People think it's all like might, you know? And it's not. Mm-hmm. Love is exponential. So that's what I was saying. 20 of us that are light workers that have a lot of like powerhouse of energy are way more powerful than the dark forces.
Mm-hmm.
Like humans don't even have an iota of how powerful they are and what they can accomplish. And I've seen it with my own eyes. When you step into the heart space and everything, you literally bend in time. And I've had those things happen to me where I couldn't rationally or logically explain what just happened, like when I was moved out of the way because I was about to get T-boned a few months ago. And
mm-hmm.
I was literally moved out of the way by invisible whatever. You want to call it angels, you know? But I should have been
yeah.
T-boned in that moment, and I was literally, my car was literally moved out of the way. So if you can step into the heart space, what you think is impossible is not impossible. Crazy, amazing things will happen that you never thought possible.
Yes. Oh, yes. I agree.
I really think it's funny that we think you need a physics experiment to bend space and time. No, you just need to be in the heart space, actually. You don't
so true.
You don't need to be a physicist. Right.
Right.
It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
People think they're helpless and this and that. And I'll tell you right now, Dr. Leslie Phillips did an excellent healing the world meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. People should check it out. But she was talking about healing the planet with gold. So we were doing the color vibration. It's very powerful. We're doing gold. So
mm-hmm.
it's antiviral. And platinum and pink for the heart chakra. And we were working with those colors and we were putting them all over the planet. I was doing the oceans too, not just the people. I was doing people, animals, Mother Earth, and the oceans
mm-hmm.
because they all need it.
Right.
And that's all you have to do. And if you have a sick family member, put those, like, you know, visualize them in that color. Just covered with that color of gold and platinum and silver, you will help to heal them. Right? And then if they do have
right.
to do it at this time for whatever reason, not just the COVID-19, release them gently because everything that happens, happens for a reason.
Yes. Yes, I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
There's so many ways that we can help to balance the equation. And it's just a matter of taking a few minutes. Let your emotions and your mental body have their moment. Give them their space. Let them, you know, whether you got to write it or however you need to voice the fears, the anxieties, the what-ifs about what's going on. And then get yourself in that nice, good, centered space and grounded. And we have the power to kill the virus in motion.
Yes, we do. So that's the thing, just what you said there. You know how people are pretty much running from it by hiding in their house? No,
mm-hmm.
we can give it our attention and say, thank you for teaching us what you needed to teach us. We can let you go now. Everything is a teacher,
mm-hmm.
good or bad. Right?
Right. Right. Because from spirit's perspective, it's just an experience. It has no good or bad. It just is. It's what
mm-hmm.
you learned from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful way to put it. Yeah.
I just want to mention Shannon's book because I can see Shannon doesn't talk about herself. She needs more of that Aries energy that I have, which I use to annoy people on a pretty regular basis. Hello, got lots of Aries stuff going on right here. Shannon wrote an awesome book called Stones of Wisdom from the Cool Council. It is available on Amazon. Check it out, like some of the things she's talking about in the show. She delves into much deeper in her book. And, you know, hopefully more of us on the team will write books. It's pretty cool. So check out her book. Yeah, I think Cool Council is very loving and offering lots of great guidance.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad to hear that. And thank you. No, I don't talk about myself or my book much. But
I
think that is such an amazing, it's an amazing piece of work, and I'm a little detached from it because I feel like I just was the voice to put it to paper. It was such a gift from them.
Yeah, but it's important because I think if people can read it and understand it, they'll feel much better about what's happening in the world right now. And
yeah.
I did want to mention to the listeners as well, I am an energy healer, and I do have a lot of success with flu, so do keep me in mind. And I will say, you know, I don't think that someone would completely recover. I can never make a guarantee. Because the healing that takes place is between, you know, the client, me, and source energy. And the client made a plan before they got here. So if they
right.
do want to use a flu to leave, they're going to use that flu to leave. And I can't stand in the way of their life plan, right?
Right.
But I have been able to help people release a flu within a couple hours. And... but like I say, I send out the healing energy and then for a guarantee, but I may help you or someone in your family. It's worth a shot.
Most definitely. And you make those beautiful gemstone bracelets. Oh, my goodness. I love mine, I have to tell you. I haven't gotten to talk to you since I got it. So I've been so busy over here. But the energy off of it is awesome. And I know you made mine specific to me, and the choices were spot on. And, you know, luckily I got it, like the Saturday, like around the 4th? No.
You got it quickly.
I got it pretty quickly, yeah. But we were having to put our last dog down last Monday, and
right.
your bracelet came just 2 days before then,
right.
and I was so happy because I really needed it. I
yeah.
really, really needed
yes.
it
I'm
to help
for your loss.
Get
That's
through
funny.
All of that. Yeah, that mm-hmm. was a hard
yeah.
one. All the others
yeah.
left on their own, and Harley, we had to make the choice for him after 8 months of hospice care. And it was very difficult. And here my husband's recovering from surgery, and here we are a week later having to put his baby to sleep. But your bracelet came a couple of days before, and the loving and healing energy in it really helped me navigate having to prepare and do things, you know, having to depart with some things that belong to the dogs, getting him outside the day before with my husband to go lay in the grass and spend the day was a really joyful time, but a very difficult time. But I did notice that as long as I had the bracelet on, I wasn't like ready to fall apart in tears at every
good.
Breath.
Good.
It was helping me to really kind of stay in my zone, my happy space, because I wasn't wanting to, I didn't want either one of them to feel my sadness on top of their own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wanted them to feel my joy for the love and the connection we had for over 14 years and really celebrate his life and celebrate that whole family part of it. You know, even our kitties were involved. It was so cute. you know, and I just had like one thing after another all that week. A friend of the family had passed away suddenly. I had gotten that message Sunday, the day before I'm putting my dog to sleep. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, now I got a funeral to go to. And people are asking me for messages, and I'm having to help a spirit cross over, and I'm having to cross them over with my dog, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Perfect timing for that bracelet to be here.
Well,
perfect
I'm glad to
timing.
Say the bracelet helped, but I'm sorry you were going through all that. That's really hard. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and by the way,
yeah.
COVID-19, the world is also ending. But it's not.
Yeah, right.
Being facetious.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about crazy. I went from just one to another to another, and I was just like, every morning I'd get up and I'd put the bracelet on. Like, okay, I'm good. You know, oh, God, I got to do dishes. Put it in my pocket. Get through the dishes real quick. Put it back on. Oh, I can breathe again. Okay.
No, thank you. You know what? I'm happy that you can actually are sensitive enough to feel the energy, because some people may not feel the energy. They'll feel better. They just won't know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, and I have, like, I have noticed in a change in people I know who do wear my bracelets. I've seen, I would say their energy is more positive, you know?
Yeah.
I love, when I'm selling bracelets in person, I love to see the excited, happy look on someone's face. It feels so good.
Yeah.
And that you can't put a price on.
Right. Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yes. So I definitely recommend them. And if you're out there feeling the zing with all this emotional congestion and the coronavirus panic energy, definitely check out Natasha's bracelets. Order one. You will be glad you did.
Thank you.
First-hand testimony over here, because I had chaos, and it really helped me to stay where I needed, in the space I needed to be in. It really did.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
I was
that's
very
awesome.
Thankful for that, because I had so much happening personally, but I needed so much to stay in my spiritual space for everybody else. And I noticed a significant difference in it helping me stay there where I needed to be.
So awesome.
Very,
I'm really
very
happy
grateful
to hear
that it got here when it did.
You know, the bracelets feel like, since I do healings on people, the bracelets I'm making now feel like mini-me healers that they can wear.
Yeah.
Are you liking your mini-me bracelet? I put some unconditional love and healing in it. Enjoy. But it's really cool because the crystals will totally work with your intentions. They want to be programmed. They want to be worked with and appreciated and admired. That's what the crystals want. That's why they're here. They have consciousness.
Yes, right? I so agree. They do.
Right.
And
when
this
someone
is a
loves
great
their
time
bracelet,
to be working with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when people, like, you know, they're just admiring it on the beauty level, that's great. But they're actually working with you. They're paying attention to what you need and what you're working on. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will mention Adam, the crystal grid maker, he can communicate with them directly. When he makes a grid, and his mom's like, why'd you put that crystal there? He goes, Mom, the crystal told me, okay? So he literally can communicate with them the way people can communicate with plants or animals. He totally communicates with crystals. It's really amazing. I believe him. If someone who's 7 years old is building an amazing grid because they're talking to crystals, I totally believe him.
Oh, most definitely.
Because children have that innocence and that open heart, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a few people out there that that I've run into that, you know, make crystal jewelry and stuff that have finally become aware that they can actually hear the crystals talking.
Wow.
And I find that so interesting, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
One lady I know in the UK, and I keep telling her, you need to write a book about what crystals have to say. Because she can hear them so clearly, you know. And she's like, and it had come up one time in a public reading that I was doing, and I was just blown away. I was like, do you realize you can talk to them? And she was like, well, yeah, but I never told anybody because they might think I'm really crazy, you know. I said, I talk to dead people, so how much crazier can it be to talk to crystals, you know?
Oh, my.
Like, you need to write a book about what crystals have to say and tell us. Because, you know, there's a lot of sentient consciousness there to tap into.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know, right, that crystals played a huge role in Atlantis and Lemuria. So,
right.
You know, so that's something. One thing I've been doing sometimes when I sit down to make my bracelets, I'll put the beads down that I'm, like, feeling attracted to. And then I'll put my hands on them and tell and say to them, how would you guys like me to connect you with the other one? And put my hands on them. I have, like, started to talk with them.
Good.
And it'll be nice when I can hear their response. So I just go by intuition. But I've started that communication, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because they will tell you, you know, yeah, no, don't put that one here. Nope. Not for that intent. No, don't like them. Move it over, you know.
Yes. But no, I started that just to see if it would make a difference. And I do always ask my angels to help me and guide me when I'm making them. And it's really funny because sometimes I feel like, oh, someone looks at that bracelet and it seems like no one wants that particular one. And then I go to a spiritual meetup and the one lady goes, oh, my gosh. This is so amazing. I love this color, and I love the Celtic heart. Bought it on the spot. That is awesome. I thought it was beautiful, but everyone was kind of just looking at it and overlooking it. But her, she freaked out because she has a thing with Celtic hearts. It was awesome. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
I kind of make them, and I'm like, this belongs to someone. I just don't know who yet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because they will find their way to their person.
Exactly. Or even when I'm in a store and I just buy something and I'm not sure that it's even for me and I feel that, I'm like, I don't know that this is even for me, but I'll put it on the shelf because when the time comes, I'll know who it's for. And that's happened many times. You know?
Yeah.
I'm buying this for someone. I don't know who yet. You know, the universe will let me know. I love when that happens because it's really neat. Because later, you know, you're going to see it play out, even though you don't really know why you're doing it in the moment.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you run into it and it's like, oh, okay. It was funny the other day I had... we're getting some new windows put into the house. And the guy had to come out and do the final measurements. And he does two windows, and then finally he's in one of the bathrooms, and he's measuring that one. And I have black tourmaline chunks sitting on every windowsill in my house.
Okay.
And it wasn't until he finally saw the third one that he had the balls to finally ask me. And he's kind of like, so can I ask you about this rock? And I'm like, yeah, that's black tourmaline. It's a really good, it's a crystal. And he goes, oh, well, what does it do? And so I explained it to him and everything. He goes, God, I really need one of those. I got two teenage daughters at home. I'm losing my mind and my hair. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, never heard of that before, but now that you're telling me about it, yeah, I need my pockets filled. So I came over to my little altar, and I picked one out, and I brought it over to him, and I said, here, put this in your pocket. He was like,
well, see,
thank
you.
You know, like, here you go.
Yes. That's
this one
awesome.
Is calling for you.
Yeah. There's proof right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I always buy extra. whenever I buy crystals, I always buy a few extra. You know, it's kind of like, I know I need some extras. I don't know why. I'll figure it out later. And that's happened to me several times, that I'm like drawn to put extras in my pocket because I'm going somewhere, and then next thing I know, I'm running into somebody and they're like, oh God, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, ah, oh, here, you need this. This is for you.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Crystals have their way of finding the owner.
Oh, they do. They do, because we all learn things and we feel their energy, and it's really positive. I was just going to go back to the pandemic and just mention Brad Yates does a YouTube video called Boost Your Immune System with EFT tapping. So for those of you who have the belief system that your immune system could be better, and everything always comes down to belief system, because if you believe you're vibrantly healthy, you are. If you believe you have a weak immune system, you do. So that would help you, because it works on your subconscious, help you overcome that belief system. Teal did a blog about what it's here to teach us, Teal Swan. And she said it's here to teach us to connect with one another and take the other as yourself and stop seeing each other as someone else's problem, and to just be more loving and compassionate towards one another. And
yeah,
I thought that was really good. But people do need to remember that they can use things like this to take away our rights. So make sure you're always reading between the lines.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah.
And I would say to people, be flexible. Enjoy this, like, you know, this new time where you're having more time with your family and whatnot. Enjoy it. And also be flexible with how you're going to make money in a different way, possibly, if you're not having a job right now. You will find your way.
Right.
Just go and figure out what it is you enjoy doing, because what you enjoy doing that you might think is your hobby could make you money down the road.
Yes. And show gratitude for all forms of abundance that are coming in. Don't just focus on the lack.
And it's important for people not to, like, feel like they have to stay in, like they're grounded. Like, go out for walks, go listen to the birds, go enjoy that sun that's shining. You're not in jail, you know.
Right.
Keep living your life. Keep enjoying your life, you know. Don't, like, the worst thing that'll happen, you might catch it. So what? You'll just deal with it if it happens, right? And remember, we reincarnate. If you have to die this time, you come back and bother us some more later. That's right. I got to joke around.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like we're eternal. Settle down, we're eternal. I know people who don't have that belief system. It's not much of a comfort. So true.
You
know.
And we are at the end of our time, huh? Damn.
Yeah, it's been great.
We did a whole 90 minutes.
We covered a lot.
All kinds of... We did. We sure did. So we'll tell everybody, we're going to... you can find Natasha on Facebook, and you have your Facebook page for your gemstone bracelets. What are your two... Where can people find you?
Well, they can go to my website. I do have the link there for my bracelet page. It's healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Definitely scope out Natasha's healing sessions and her bracelets. I highly recommend them. And you can find all of the Sacred Embers team at our website, which is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. All of the team members, healers, and mediums are listed there, and you can book a private one-on-one session. We also have shows here on Blog Talk. Monday is Monday's Magical Mystics. Tuesday is The Lighthouse. And Wednesday is Divine Connections. Also scope out our Sacred Embers group on Facebook. Give a join with like-minded people. Great community to connect with others. Everyone stay safe. We hope to be back with you next week with a new topic, and hopefully Tina will be able to join us. Fabulous talking with you tonight, Natasha. Great info shared. Loved it.
Me too, and I'm sending love to everyone out there. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other.
Yes. Much love, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Good night. Good night, Shannon.
Good night.